This is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast presented by Hooters, Season 6, Episode 29. Thanks for being with me. For those of you who, like me, live in the greater Tampa Bay area, where Hooters was born, of course, the original location on Gulf to Bay, the newest original Hooters brand location is in Odessa, just a minute west of the Suncoast Parkway on State Road 54. It's a wonderful outdoor space, very spacious indoor dining area with all the reasons you've always loved about your Hooters visits. And if you prefer to order online, originalhooters.com has made it very easy for you. Go to originalhooters.com. You can click the orange icon in the upper right-hand corner and take it from there. Take your takeout from there. Thanks to Hooters for their continuing presenting sponsorship of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. My email, exclusive for podcast listeners, is toddwrightfantasyfootball@gmail.com. Thank you, John Fultz, for always reaching out in that capacity with questions. toddwrightfantasyfootball@gmail.com. It is 2 weeks in, and already it's an I Told You So podcast. For those of you who ignore or just do not act on my accusations of your leagues still using 20th century PPR scoring. Outdated. Would you like me to remind you why PPR was invented in the 20th century? Okay, I will. In the 20th century, running backs dominated the NFL. It was a running league. And playing fantasy football was not so fun if you didn't have one of the big-time bell cow three-down running backs like Emmitt Smith, Barry Sanders, Thurman Thomas, Chris Warren, and there were others late in the 20th century. Maybe even a little bit of that trickled into the 21st century. But now, here we are. We're in 2021. And every year, the amount of passing plays goes up and the amount of running plays goes down. Yet, for some reason, a majority of fantasy football leagues do not dump PPR. Even though I'm about to prove to you the PPR system to prop up point production for wide receivers and tight ends is no longer necessary because the game has changed and your fantasy leagues should change too. Let me give you the week two numbers. In week two, and these are in my 21st century standard scoring settings, there's no PPR in either my foundation league or either the NFL or AFL of the podcast leagues. So I'm giving you standard scoring numbers. Week two, there were 17 running backs that scored double-digit points. In order, Henry, Pollard, McCaffrey, Patterson, Chubb, Zeke, McKissick, Carson, Singletary, Cook, Henderson, Harris, Eckler, Moss, White, Harris, Felton. 17. 17 scored double digits. The total number of wide receivers that scored double digits in my standard scoring league, more than double. That's right. More than frickin' double. 35. 35 wide receivers. And this all predates the Monday night game. I'm recording this podcast on Monday afternoon. What is it, the 20th? So predates the Green Bay-Detroit game. So in my standard scoring settings, no PPR, week two, 35 wide receivers scored double digits. 17 running backs scored double digits. More proof. More proof. You do not need to prop up wide receiver scoring anymore. PPR is outdated. It no longer is necessary. The reason it was created is gone. If anything, perhaps running backs should get some bonus points somehow. That's where this is headed. Because when you just score it on an equal footing in a performance-based league based on yardage, fractions, and touchdowns, week two, Thursday-Sunday games exclusive, 35 wide receivers scored double-digit points. 17 running backs scored double-digit points. PPR is outdated and is no longer necessary. The league throws to a level that wide receivers do not need to be given extra points for simply catching the ball. Those days are long gone. And yeah, I think we will get to a point in fantasy football where we're not only dropping PPR, we're giving more points to running backs. I'm not saying give running backs points for carrying the football, but maybe the yardage should be increased. More points for the same yardage as wide receivers, because the league continues to evolve to a passing league. So I'll give you some more examples. I just see dominance by the wide receivers in a standard scoring league. Over two times as many wide receivers got you double digits in a standard scoring league. Now you add what I call point for nothing. Cooper Kupp score was wide receiver one in my scoring settings at 27.8. He touched the ball 10 times. I think one was a running play. So in an outdated PPR league, Kupp gets 36.8. Lockett would get 31.8. Evans would get 24.5 instead of 19.5. Again, the only running back. Okay, so I'm going to play this game with you because Derrick Henry, of course, is an alien. He's the throwback. Derrick Henry and backs like Derrick Henry were the reason PPR were created. How many backs are like Derrick Henry anymore? Now, granted, Kamara and Cook outpointed Derrick Henry in my scoring settings last year, but they did it because of Alvin Kamara's Christmas miracle. And Cook's just sort of, you know, he's on a fantasy football team, the Minnesota Vikings. Henry is the exception. He's the only one. He's the dinosaur. He's the endangered species. There used to be lots of Derrick Henrys. Maybe they weren't as good as him, but that's what the league was built on. It's not anymore. So let me just play along and show you how the PPR numbers would make this ratio even worse. I've already told you in my standard scoring settings, over twice as many wide receivers in week two, independent of the Monday night game, outscored running backs when it comes to just getting double digits. Now let's take, so Henry the outlier at 41.7 in standard scoring settings. Now in PPR, I think Henry caught like five balls, five or six. So his number would even go up to roughly 40, 46.7, all right? But how ridiculous would the comparisons be in PPR increasing what wide receivers get? And I know some of you say, well, it would increase the running back points too if you play PPR. Not all of them. Not all of them. I'm just going to leave it there. For those of you who have been hearing me talk about this, you run leagues, you can make the change, you can have a league that more accurately reflects what you watch on the field. And just because a wide receiver catches a ball doesn't mean he should get a full point. If he gets 10 yards, he gets that point. If he gets a two-point conversion, he gets 2 points. If he gets 20 yards, he gets 2 points. If he gets a touchdown, he gets six plus the yardage. It accurately reflects what he does for his team as it would reflect with your team. PPR is outdated. Unless they're going to clone Derrick Henry in the coming years and every team gets a Derrick Henry clone, you have no reason to continue playing PPR football. The 20th century is 22 years ago. The Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast is presented by Hooters. Remember, for easy online ordering, visit originalhooters.com. Click the order icon, appropriately in the color orange, in the upper right-hand corner and visit their newest location in Odessa if you are in the greater Tampa Bay area, just a minute west of the Suncoast Parkway on State Road 54. Todd Wright Fantasy Football at gmail.com is my email. Thanks for listening.